Republican State Senator Tim Rave argued in favor of the bill. He says it doesn't make sense for South Dakota to take away the state's limited congressional influence by barring someone from taking office after running for president.
When this law was changed in 2002, it was probably not the right policy choice. But again, none of us were here to make that policy choice or have any input on that. We can only do what we can do today.
But opponents like State Senator Bernie Hunoff are critical of those who brought this bill so close to a presidential election year.
Sadly, it's just about the raw power of you know, you can do it, so you're going to do it. And, you know, that just doesn't make good policy. If this was done 2 years ago, I'd support it. If it's done 2 years from now, I'd support it. But I was on the House floor when it was pitched, and it was sold as an apology, kind of. You know, Ben Franklin said, never run an apology as an excuse. That doesn't make for an apology. This is just not the right year to do it. It's been doing it. You're doing it for the wrong reason, and that's why I'm a no vote.
But State Senator Tim Rave countered that he doesn't believe this applies to the current election cycle and that this is the best time to make the change. The bill passed by a vote of 6-2 along party lines. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.